This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English and I'm Rob.
I'm Sam, hello.
Now, Sam, we're going to be talking about tattoos. Are you a fan?
Of tattoos? Well, I don't have one, but they can be quite impressive works of art.
Well, I'm not that keen on tattoos. I mean, who wants things drawn on their body?
It sounds like you need some convincing, Rob. Maybe our discussion today will change your mind.
Maybe. But as you're a fan of them, here's a question for you to answer. According to the Guinness World Records, the record for the most tattooed person in the world goes to Lucky Diamond Rich from New Zealand. Do you know how much of his body is covered by tattoos? Is it A, 80%, B, 90%, or C, 100%? What do you think, Sam?
Well, it's got to be 100% if he is the most tattooed man, surely.
Not necessarily, but we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, let's talk more about tattoos. I know many people have them. Sometimes it's a picture of an animal, like a small gecko. Sometimes it's words like, I love you, or the name of a loved one. And then there are the huge designs spread across someone's back, chest or arm, like footballer David Beckham has.
Well, he's no stranger to a tattoo parlour. A parlour is the name of the shop where a tattoo artist draws a tattoo on you with ink and a needle.
Oh, needles. Ouch.
OK, so you need some convincing. So let's hear from Lucy Parfitt, YouTuber and tattoo fan. Here she is speaking on the BBC's Smart Consumer podcast.
I'm quite a creative person, and ever since I first discovered tattoos, I thought it was a really cool way of expressing yourself. I'm quite a visual person as well, so for me it really like just looked really cool, and it made me think more about my own like personality and how I could express that in creative ways.
Right, so Lucy describes herself as a creative person. When you're creative, you're imaginative and you like to experiment with new ideas.
Yes, Rob. And tattoos are a good way to be creative, trying out different designs and colours. It's a good way to express yourself. Here, to express yourself means to show how you feel in a particular way.
OK, so some people express themselves through singing or wearing particular clothing, but here she's expressing herself through the images on her skin. But what happens if you want to change what you want to express?
Well, then it's time for a new tattoo.
OK, well, I know that the tattoo industry is big business now, which means it's popular and making lots of money. I've heard that 1 in 5 people now have a tattoo.
Not you yet, Rob. But it has certainly become a trend in recent years, and it's something tattoo artist Lee Clements has noticed. Also speaking on the BBC's Smart Consumer podcast, he explains why he thinks that is.
The thing for me that has obviously changed massively over the last possibly 10 years is you see a lot of celebrities getting tattooed. With that comes the fact that you're going to get people who want to copy them, or it becomes almost like a fashion thing. So you do see certain tattoos sort of becoming a trend, and yeah, so I guess it kind of dilutes that value a little bit, yeah.
So it's celebrities, famous well-known people from TV, film and fashion, that have possibly driven the trend. People want to copy them. Or it's what he says is a fashion thing. So you have a tattoo because it's fashionable, which means it's popular at a particular time.
And one of the downsides, the negative things about just having one to be fashionable, is it dilutes the individuality of having one. Dilute means to make something less strong or less valuable.
Well, I'm not going to get one anytime soon, except maybe a big 6 on my arm to remind me that we only have 6 minutes of this programme. So I'd better reveal the answer to the question I asked you earlier. According to Guinness World Records, the record for the most tattooed person in the world goes to Lucky Diamond Rich from New Zealand. Did you know how much of his body is covered by tattoos?
And I said 100%.
Well done, Sam. That is correct.
Yay.
He's held the certified record since 2006 of being 100% tattooed. This includes tattoos inside his eyelids, mouth and ears.
Wow. I wonder who gets to see those.
Okay, well, now it's time to recap the vocabulary we've discussed today, starting with a parlour.
That's the name for a shop or room where certain businesses carry out their trade, such as a tattoo parlour, a massage parlour, or an ice cream parlour.
A creative person is someone who uses imagination and experiments with new ideas.
And when you express yourself, it means you show outwardly how you feel and what you're thinking.
If something is big business, it's an activity that is currently popular and making lots of money.
And something that is fashionable is popular. And when something becomes popular, it can dilute its value or uniqueness. So it becomes less strong or less valuable.
OK, thank you, Sam. That's all for now, but there's plenty more on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. If you can't remember the address, why not tattoo it on your arm? You can also find us on social media and on our app. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.